Shanti. Day 34. There are five Pandavas. What wonders did the five Pandavas perform in the previous cycle? Even though there were just five of them, they defeated a huge unlimited army. So you are the Pandavas army that will fly the flag of victory, are you not? Each Pandava is equal to so many. There was an unlimited army on the other side. And on your side, there were just five. So how valuable and precious you all are. Now spread yourselves all over America. Just as physical net is spread, so to spread the net of your yoga power, so that you can collect all the wandering souls and bring them back to Baba. In America especially, there are many souls who want peace and happiness. So continue to donate peace and happiness, and you will receive many blessings. This is the Avyakta Murli of 14th January 1984. Baba is meeting with the group of America. So who are you? Pandavas. What is the speciality of Pandavas? Faithful intellect. And powerful determination and surrender and big and tall. And victorious, and what is the speciality of Pandavas? Okay. Dedicated. First, they were born out of mantra. Their birth is not ordinary. So their birth is very special and divine. They were children of not human beings. Yudhishthira, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, and Sahadeva. These are the five Pandavas. Yudhishthira is the son of Yama or Dharma. Bhim is the son of Wind, God. Arjuna is the son of Indra. Nakul and Sahadeva are the son of Ashwini twins. So, the first thing is, the birth is not ordinary. They're born out of mantra. There's a divine intervention that has happened in their birth. And they are the children of the gods and goddesses. So that makes them special. So their birth is divine. Second, they spent their childhood in forest till the death of their father and the mother, Madri. Their father, Pandu, and their mother, younger mother, Madri, till the time both of them were alive, they were in forest. After that, their mother Kunti took them to Hastinapur. So the childhood was spent in forest that make them special. So if you see the lives of Pandava, it is filled with hardship, injustice. Even though God was on their side, but even they had to suffer a lot. The third, when they came to Hastinapur, Mother Kunti and five Pandavas, their cousin Duryodhana was absolutely unhappy about it. Not just unhappy, he was insecure and jealous. And he, along with his 99 brothers, plotted multiple times to kill Pandavas. So Pandavas are those whose lives were at stake all the time. So multiple attempts were made on their lives to kill them. So their life was not so simple. They were enemies all the time around, and yet they survived. So to become Pandav is not an easy job. There would be people all around ready to plot, to scheme, to devise methods to eliminate you. One of the methods employed by Duryodhana and his cunning uncle was this Lakshyagraha, where the plot was to burn them alive in Varnavat. But Pandavas escaped with their mother, and they had to spend so much time in disguise. So that is again a suffering. In fact, they should be enjoying the royal comforts, but instead they were moving in the forest in disguise, in ordinary clothes, eating ordinary food like ordinary subjects. So in spite of being prince, all of them, they were wandering here and there in the forest. But again, if you see, there was some benefit in that. Wherever they went, they did something beneficial. The killing of Pakasura happened there. The wedding of Bhima happened there, whose son Ghatotkach was later on helpful in the battle of Mahabharata. So everything that happened with them, on the surface it looks injustice, but there was a hidden benefit in every injustice. So Pandavas, those are those who have to suffer. So if you want to become Pandav, be ready to suffer. Pandavas means suffering in disguise. So they were suffering all the time. And then they came back. And again Duryodhan was extremely unhappy. And yet he has to show that he is happy that they survived. But then again there was another plot, the gambling match, where Pandavas lose everything again. And again now they have to go for 13 years exile. 12-year exile and 1 year disguise. Agyatvas. So they have to suffer all the time. Here also they suffered. And again here also they are suffering. But again there is a wedding there with Draupadi. So whatever that is happening with them, if you see, they are suffering all the time. And how are they in the words of Draupadi, Yudhishthira is the master of spear. There is none equal to him in wisdom. Bhim is a man of strength, robust. He will not spare his enemy. Arjuna, none can equal him in archery, and yet a man of composure, who has conquered all the vices and keeps his mind under control in all the situations. Nakul is the most handsome man in the world, in the words of Draupadi. Sahadev, most wise and most intelligent person with extreme gift of eloquence, speech. So if you see all the Pandavas, they are endowed with some or other virtues. So Pandavas are those who are full of virtues. This is the speciality of Pandavas. So they come back after finishing their 13 years of exile. But then again, Dhritarashtra doesn't give them kingdom. In between, they are given barren land before only, which they turn into Indraprastha. So if you see, again, that looks an injustice. Khandavprastha, they convert into Indraprastha. It's a barren land, but all the time God is with them, it is shown. So when Krishna is with them, they have no worry. In spite of meeting with ill fate, in spite of all the sufferings, they are in fact not suffering. There are so many test papers that happen in their lives, or rather happening all the time since childhood. Every moment there is a paper. Sometimes Duryodhana is sending sage Durvasa to them to test them. Sometimes he is dropping, he is overfeeding that Bhima and throwing him into water, and the Bhima is coming out becoming all the more powerful, 10 times more powerful. So there is no stone unturned, left unturned by Duryodhana to defeat them. And at last there is battle, which lasted 18 days, Mahabharata. Earlier, everybody followed the rules of the game. Later on, the rules were broken from all both sides. First from Duryodhana's side, and later on from Pandava's side as well. So ultimately, only five Pandavas remain, and Satyaki and Krishna. So 5, 6, 7 people from this side, and 5 from that side. Ashwatthama, Kripacharya, and who remains? Kritavarma. So the only few people remain on this side. Rest, everyone dies. So that's a great epic battle of Mahabharata. After the death now, the first one to go to hell is Draupadi. The second, Sahadev. He was proud of his intelligence. Nakul, he was proud of his looks. Arjuna, he was proud of his archery. Bhima, he was proud of his strength. And only Yudhishthira reaches heaven. And when he reaches heaven, he finds that this Duryodhana is sitting there in the heaven. And where are his brothers and wife? So they are not there. He is informed that they are in hell. He said, what sort of injustice is this, that Duryodhana is in hell, heaven, and my brother and my wife is in hell. So he reaches hell. So he finds that his brother and wife, they are all crying in agony, in pain and suffering. He says, what is this? Why it's like that? And he feels deep pain and sadness. Actually, this was a trick by Yama. This was not the truth. Because it was to make him realize that when he spoke untruth and his guru's son was killed, Ashwatthama, what pain it is. That's why this trick was created. But then he was told, it's not like that. Your brothers and sister and wife have already reached heaven. So that was a trick by Yama to make him realize the pain of death of near ones. So, this is complete Mahabharata. In 5 minutes. This is the great story of Mahabharata, the story of enmity, the story of jealousy, the story of fight between brothers, cousin brothers. So Baba says, you are Pandavas. So what are our specialities? We are also born out of mantra. We should spend our life in forest. That means we should live like in vanva, in exile, as if Pandavas are going in exile so many times. And so many attempts have been made to kill them, and yet they are stabilized in their virtues. And God is always with them. So even if they were sent to barren land, Khandavprastha, they were not unhappy. They converted the barren land into Indraprastha. So Pandavas are those who convert the barren land into Indraprastha. Pandavas are those who have faith. And they want God alone. Krishna is sleeping and Duryodhana reaches there and is waiting by his side. And the Krishna opens eyes and he finds Arjuna in front of him. So now there is a tug of war. Who will ask first? So Arjuna asks that I want you. And Duryodhana is so happy. He says, okay, now I will take all the Narayani Sena, all the other army. So, Pandavas are those who choose God and not his army. Pandavas are those who choose God. Pandavas are those whose charioteer is God himself. So that's why victory is on their side. So Baba says, you are Pandavas. Your number is small. But what you have to do, he is talking with the group of America, North America, South America, USA. So you have to reach entire America. Just as a net is thrown, so also throw the net of yoga power and catch the souls. That's what you have to do. So Pandavas, there are 5 Pandavas. And these are the wonders that they did. In spite of continuous injustice, they were calm, quiet, equanimous, happy, and they never did anything wrong to Duryodhana throughout. This they tolerated. Pandavas are the embodiment of tolerance. Pandavas are the embodiment of stability. Pandavas are the embodiment of victory. So in America, there are many souls who want peace and happiness, not just in America, but the world around. Everybody wants peace and happiness. So Pandavas are those who are ready to fight a Dharma Yuddha. This is not an ordinary war. This is a war for establishment of peace. This is a war for establishment of peace. Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre. This is not Kurukshetra just. This is the Dharma Kshetra. This is the field of religion where this battle is fought. And even whether this battle was there or not, that's unimportant. Most important thing is, it's a victory of good over evil. It's a victory of truth over untruth. So Pandavas are those who wage this war against Maya. And we are those Pandavas, we are those Shiv Shaktis who have waged a war against Maya. And God is with us, and so victory is guaranteed. God is with us, so nobody can snatch the victory from us. We are victorious Pandavas. We are victory embodied. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. There are 5 Pandavas. What wonders did the 5 Pandavas perform in the previous cycle? Even though there were just 5 of them, they defeated a huge, unlimited army. So you are the Pandava army that will fly and flag of victory. Are you not? Each Pandava is equal to so many. There was an unlimited army on the other side and on your side. there were just five. So, how valuable and precious you all are. Now spread yourselves all over America. For example, just as a physical net is spread, so too spread the net of your yoga power so that you can collect all the wandering souls and bring them back to Baba. In America especially, there are many souls who want peace and happiness. So continue to donate peace and happiness and you will receive many blessings. Avyakta Murli, 14th January 1984. Om Shanti.